I'm Dance Heyday, interviewing Olivia Richardson. Can you tell me a little bit about how you got involved with No Fit State to start with?
Yeah, sure. I came to No Fit State only in September last year, so September 2014. I came through the Arts and Business Cymru Creative Internships Programme. So that organisation saw a need in South Wales for arts fundraisers and younger people in development in the city, and how new people weren't coming into that career, and they wanted to open it up for new people to be able to get into that career choice. So they made it possible for recent arts graduates to be able to go into different arts organisations all over Cardiff and South Wales and have a placement there for 10 months up to a year. So
brilliant.
That's how I came to No Fit State.
Tell me about your experience coming here.
I was a bit daunted at first. I've never worked in an office environment. I've never had a career job before, only ever retail or restaurants, that kind of thing. So at first, to say that your first ever proper job is at the circus is quite a new one. And I was a bit daunted. I thought it was going to be a lot different than what it is. I have a great time. I have a beautiful office in the new Four Elms building, which I'm very grateful for. I've got a lovely view of people doing trapeze on different days of the week. It's a good story to tell, to say that I've started my career with one of the only arts organisations in Wales, one of two, to be Arts Council England and Arts Council Wales funded. So it's a massive company in the city. It's got such a big name for itself already. And it's relatively young compared to the rest of the organisations in the city. So I'm very grateful to them. And unfortunately, I have to leave in July. And I'm very, very, very sad. And I'm glad that's going down in history.
Why do you have to leave?
My placement's 10 months.
Okay.
So that's it.
That's it. You may come back in the future. Would you?
If they can employ me, that's fine. But we are an arts charity. And money is finite.
Because a lot of your colleagues that work within No Fit State have said that they have felt, once they have become bonded within the company, it's very much a family environment, a group environment. They enjoy the support.
Yeah, I think there's something quite rare here. Not rare in the circus world, but I think rare in the working world, in that you can feel just at home as work as you can at home. You know, everybody brings their dogs, everybody sees each other after work. You know that if you've got something going on at home, there's always someone to talk to, genuine care. Really easy example, everybody who's ever worked or been associated with the company is on the website there. You don't get taken away when, you know, oh, you were in marketing and you've left now, you're gone. No, you're still there. And people know who's been with the company and who's with them now. And I think that's a really rare thing.
Yeah, warm environment to be in. Yeah,
very much so.
Can you tell me about the challenges of your job? What have you found most challenging?
I think probably a big challenge is being new in such a close-knit company. And that's not to say that's challenging now. I just think coming into somewhere where everybody is so close and that family bond that we were just talking about can be quite daunting. And that making sure that you can get in there and be just as integrated as everybody else. And my role in the company is to accompany Bethan Gamble on her development journey. So between us, over the 10 months, we have to raise money for the company, and money is scarce in this day and age, especially with a lot of the cuts going on at the moment. So that is just a very obvious, but a very big
huge challenge.
Issue and challenge is finding that money, and it is there. It's looking for it, and especially as someone new to development, it can be a challenge. You don't necessarily know the places to go, but Bethan's a very good teacher.
So. I was just going to say, you will have gotten a great education from her.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a very professional lady, isn't she?
Very professional.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. So you've made some good connections.
Very good connections. Yeah. And I'm not going to flatter her too much because she'll be very embarrassed.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you for your time.
It's okay.
And hopefully meet you again.